I can't believe it's news.
You are fake news.
With Brad and John.
There's some crazy video out there. If you want to, I can't post it. There's too much profanity and nudity in there. But if you want to just Google unruly airline passenger makes a scene, you'll have the next little episode here. It sounds like a Jerry Springer show. As the plane's getting ready to take off from Orlando to Newark, they tell this lady that's obviously turns out to be drunk, she got to turn her phone off. Hey, we're getting ready to take off. You got to put your phone away and turn your phone off. Well, she starts freaking out, and they say, well, you got to get off the plane then. They're going to toss her off the plane. And so then she stands up, starts telling everybody on the plane what she thinks about this whole operation with Spirit Airlines, and then turns around at the front of the plane and starts twerking and mooning the audience, you know, the rest of the plane. I mean, you know, she's yelling.
Shut up and go.
Shut up and go.
Who makes more money?
I don't know.
Who does she say makes more money than
her? She's talking about how much money she makes and how much whatever, but she's like, she starts twerking in front of the, I mean, full on bend over, up comes the dress, everything gets pixelated, everybody got more than they bargained for. And then they throw her off the plane, but it sounded like a Springer show for a little while.
All right, well, you've ever been in that spot where you got to, you have to sign on to your computer and you got one of those passwords that you have to sign on to. And at work here, if you get three cracks at it, if you screw it up three times, like if you forget you have the caps lock button on you do that three times, then you got to go down to the engineer's office or the IT or whatever and then have them fix it. It's kind of a hassle. Well, I guess the same thing goes with the iPad if you have your iPad password protected. One dad left the iPad out, and his three-year-old got a hold of it. And the kid wanted to play his iPad games on the iPad, on dad's iPad, and didn't know the password, and started entering all kinds of stuff, and must have kept doing it and doing it and doing it.
Locked him out?
He locked dad out, because when dad picked up his iPad to try to enter, it says, you've been locked out, because incorrect passwords were entered. It says, you've been locked out. Try again in 25,536,442 minutes. In other words, until the year 2067, dad has been locked out of his own iPad. Now, dad happens to be a writer for The New Yorker, so he tweeted this out a couple of days ago and said, what in the heck? What do I do here? And he showed a picture of it, the try again in 25 million minutes, and people said, well, just sync it up to your iTunes and it'll be fine. Reboot it. Some person even said, put it in a bag of rice and you'll be okay. I don't know. You're going to go down to the Apple store and they're going to have one hell of a mess to fix there.
And yesterday, John, we talked about the guy that set the Major League Baseball record for the longest drought. And then we talked about being in a dry spell as far as relationships go. So maybe if you thought that applies to me, I'm in a dry spell. I haven't been in the dating game for a while. I'm not sure how to do this sexting thing. You know, if I get into a relationship and the person I'm down with wants to start sexting me, I don't know if I'm ready.
Yeah, because like there's emojis and stuff for that, right?
Yeah, there's
supposed to use.
So you gotta know what you're doing so you don't look stupid out there sexting.
Are there classes you can go to for this?
A new service launched yesterday called Slutbot.
Oh.
And it lets you practice sexting doing it with a robot. So this is, there are two different settings, and you decide how filthy you want to get. There's slow and gentle, or hot and sexy. And the people who created it say that most of the people are definitely going for the hot and sexy part. It's totally free. You just text the word Slutbot to the number. I'm sure you can find it if you want to. We don't have to get bogged down with all that. But you can't use any derogatory terms. And if it ever makes you uncomfortable, you can end the conversation
can
you by
using that.
Yeah, well,
you're making me uncomfortable.
Well, you can use the conversation, the safe word, pineapple. And so, if it ever gets too weird, if you're sexting with your robot, and your robot goes too far, you can just type in pineapple, and then things go back to Coolsville real quick. But you know, if you want to practice your sexting, you can now do it with a robot. How much you want to bet, though, John? Somebody's thought, well, let me see what this is all about. And they try it, and they start blasting off a bunch of nasty stuff. And then their significant other finds it and flips out on you.
I can't believe it's news.
Who is Slutbot? When did she start working with you?
Yeah.